Hi guys, what's up? This is your girl Rapani. Welcome back to Let's Be Honest. Thank you so much. I am forever grateful for each and every one of you guys. So I'm so excited to talk about my next episode. I believe this is the last episode for season 3, you guys. I'm so excited to start season 4. I do have some really exciting things coming up, so I'm very excited to share that with you. So, to end this last season, I was just going to go ahead and talk about some things that I went through in life as well, again, and some changes I overcame. So, growing up, I struggled with self-abandonment issues. It wasn't something that I knew that I was going through, but until I was diagnosed with it, I just wanted to share some stuff that I went through in case other people are going through the exact same thing. I'm not here to diagnose anybody. I'm just here to share some of like the signs that I went through just in case and anyone else is going through the exact same things, okay? So the first time I experienced sign of abandonment was when I had trauma and loss in my life. So the first trauma that I experienced was when I was about 8-9 years old, when my mother passed away. So that was somebody that I was close to. So when that happened and she wasn't coming back, that I just felt, you know, alone. And as a child, I didn't know what that meant. So as you grow older, you figure, you know, you experience that loss over time. So, and then the other thing that I experienced as a loss was moving to America. So I was very close with my family back in Africa. So I was excited to, you know, move to a different continent and start a brand new life. But as a child, I just felt like I was torn, you know, that it destroyed me to leave that part of my family behind, that part of my life behind. So I constantly thought about that growing up here. So I constantly missed my father. I missed my grandmother, especially. I missed my siblings, my cousins, that was my family. So as a child, I had to adjust to having another family. So, and then the other thing that I experienced that was a loss was when So like when I moved to America, I was adopted, and so my sisters and I were adopted. So like my adopted parents, you know, they split up, and that was like the first time we experienced divorce, because you know, in Africa, like as kids, you know, we don't know what that is. So that was our first time experiencing divorce. And that was also something that was tragic that happened, because, you know, we had to build a new life here in America. And then that getting split apart within a couple of years of building that also triggered, you know, being abandoned again as well. And then a couple years later, when I was in high school, my grandmother passed away, my mother's mom. That also triggered another abandonment, because as a child growing up in Africa, we didn't really have a relationship until we moved to America. Well, like a relationship that I remembered as a child, but then, you know, when I moved to America, I was a little bit older, so we started to build that relationship. And then a couple of years later, she passes away. So that also, you know, tore me apart. And then a couple of years later, my little sister moves back to Africa. That was also another thing that tore me apart, because my little sister is basically like my best friend. So like when you see her, you see me. So like it was really hard being separated away from her for a couple of years. So I also felt abandoned that way as well. And then losing friends as I got older. Because, you know, I had a lot of people that I considered my friends. So, like, when, you know, you grow older, you move different schools, you move different cities, you know, it's life. So people, you know, migrate. But, like, you know, I also felt abandoned that way. And then also a couple years later, after high school, when I lost my kids, I also felt like, you know, why everything that I get close to gets taken away, you know? So that's like the first sign of, you know, abandonment issues, is like experiencing that trauma and loss. So like you just feel like everything you get close to just gets taken away so quickly. And then the second sign is attaching too quickly. So, like, this was a huge, huge problem for me, because anybody that showed any interest or liked me in any type of way, I attached myself to them. Like, hey, like, you know, we're going to be friends now, or we're going to be more than friends now. Like, you liked me, I like you, like, where I'm getting attached. So like I would attach myself to everybody, because I feel like if I let go, I'm gonna lose that person. So like it was very hard for me to let go of people. And then also the other sign is you don't really like fully commit to relationships. So with me, as I got older, I noticed that I used to always have 2 to 3 people that I talk to at a time, because if one leaves, they could easily be replaced. So like I became that person that was never single, because I always had somebody else that I was talking to. So I never really commit to like anything relationship wise that I was in. And the other sign was you become like a people pleaser. So with this, this was very huge for me, because I always always cared about their wants or needs before mine, because I feel like if I cared about my feelings, they're gonna leave me. So like, I always made sure their needs and wants were taken care of before mine. And then, which, you know, sometimes wasn't the best in some situations, because I ended up in a lot of unhealthy relationships where I was used a lot. So, but I would still, you know, let it happen, because I'm just like, if I don't give them what they want, they're gonna leave me. So like, I would always hang on to unhealthy relationships. And the other thing that I noticed that I was doing was, another sign was emotional intimacy. So like, I open up, like I'm very vulnerable to everybody that I meet. Like I talk about everything and anything. So like, I just open up hoping that, you know, they would open up as well. And like, you know, we would be together. So like, that was also another thing, which I feel like it ties back to like trusting easily. So, and the other sign is you look for flaws in everybody. So, I used to not give anybody a chance because I would always hoard, well, not technically hoard, but like I would be like remembering my past relationships or like my past relationships or even like friends that did me dirty. I would, you know, hold on to that and like just not even give like the new people in my life a chance, because I'm thinking everybody's gonna do me dirty. So like, and also like what I noticed that I do is I hold everybody accountable for everything that they say or do. Like when I listen to you talk, like I am actually listening to every word you're saying. And then when you do the opposite, I'll be like, hey, my friend, like, you said you were going to do this, but now you're doing that. Like, what's going on? Like, why are you switching up? Like, I'm always, like, paying close attention. So, like, that was something that I had to, you know, work on. And the other sign was you experience separation anxiety. So, like, with this one before, I used to not like doing anything by myself. Like if, you're going somewhere or you're doing something, I'd always be like, hey, why can't I come too? Like, we're together, aren't we? Like, why aren't we doing it together? Or like, if I want to do something, I'd be like, hey, you know, like, why can't you come with me? Like, I want us to do things together all the time. Like, I don't want to do it by myself. So I just didn't like being by myself. Like, that terrified me. And going back to like the people pleasing is with that, I was basically like a doormat for everybody's feelings. Like I cared more about like a lot of people's feelings, about what everybody thought. Like I would go out of my way, bend over backwards. I think that's what I was trying to say. Bend over backwards to, you know, please everybody and anything. Like it didn't matter if we just met, like I would want you to like me, you know. So like that was something that I was just like, this is exhausting. Like this is very exhausting. Like I don't like doing this. And like it tore me apart. It used to tear me apart when people were mad at me. Like I would do anything to make sure everybody was happy around me. Like I hated it when like the circle was negative, the circle was, you know, like dark. Like I just hated bad energy. So like if there was any anger or intensity or anything like that, I would do anything to, like, you know, bring sunshine into, like, the circle, you know? So, like, that was something that I used to do. But now, like, now that I understand better, it's a different story. But, like, and also, like, with trust issues, that's also another sign. With, like, the loss of my parents and always moving around and all of the deaths that occurred in my life, you would think that I would have such hard time trusting people. But, like, with me, it turned out to be the opposite. Like, I trusted everyone and anyone. Like, I just let my spirit take me anywhere. So, like, every time I traveled or went anywhere, like, I would draw good energy around me. I would make friends with everybody that I went to, like, the different cities that I would travel to. Like, I would, you know, gravitate a lot of good people around me. So, like, it wasn't hard for me to, like, make friends or, like, be friendly, because I just was like, you know, hey, what the hell, you know, I'm living life. So, like, I just trust anyone until they prove me wrong. Like, I didn't used to, like, listen to anybody, you know. Like, you would tell me, hey, like, that person, I wouldn't go around them, you know, like, they did this, they did that. But then I'd be like, hey, that was the past, you know, like, give them a chance, like, you know, stop judging people, like, give them a chance. So, like, I would, you know, still befriend that person until they do me wrong. That's when I'd be like, oh, okay, I know, I see what you were saying. So, like, the other sign is you're quick to attach. So, like, and this happens with settling in, like, toxic relationships or, like, in an unworthy love. So, like, with this, I used to, like, be in a lot of toxic relationships, and I would actually used to fight for them. Like, I used to fight, like, to be together. Like, I used to be like, hey, you know, let's work this out. Like, I know, like, you're disrespectful, I know, like, you're a shitty person, I know you don't give a shit, but, like, let's try to work this out, maybe you'll change, you know. So that was something that I needed to work on because of that abandonment issue. Like, I didn't want to let go. Like, even though that person was shitty, like, there would be red flags. When I tell you red flag, there would be red flags there. Like, you would paint the whole room red, and I would still choose not to see it. Like, I would be like, nah, we're gonna work this out. Like, I don't want to lose this person. Like, what? No. Like, I would ignore everything. And the other thing is you're quick to move on. So, like, this is another sign going back to never single. Like, you always have people around you because they were there the whole time. Like, you're not, when you get into relationships, you don't really settle. Like, you're talking to them, but, like, your feelings are invested everywhere as well. So, like, after you decide, you know, like, for example, if one of the relationships was abusive and you finally get it to your head to leave that person, like, you, the other person is already there because the other person was there the whole time. Like, you never really settle in a relationship, basically. And the other sign is you're insecure as a person. So, like, basically having a lot of low self-esteem. I always feared, like, failing. I compared myself a lot. And there was, like, a lot of aspects of my life that I was failing that I didn't want the world to see, basically. Like, I'm generally a happy person, but, like, there were times where, you know, I would be angry. Like, I'm human, I'd be angry, I'm sad, like, I know, I don't know what I'm feeling today. Like, I'd be crying one day, like, I never post that side of me. Like, I'd always post me, you know, happy, always having a good time, you know. So, like, that was something that I hit as a person. And, you know, there'd be times where I would have money issues, or there would be times where I'd have, you know, other issues like in life. But that was just some things that I wanted to keep in the dark. Like, hey, I'm doing good in life. But everybody fails. Everybody goes up. It's up and down. Like, it's life. So that was something I also hid, because I didn't want people to leave me. Hey, I'm pretending to be good. So if you see that I'm actually not doing good, you're probably gonna leave me. So that was something that I hated that I did. And another sign is jealousy issues. I would be jealous of people that were being themselves, people that were outspoken, people that were living life. So I would pretend to do that, but not really, because I would have all these insecurities. What if they don't really like what I'm doing and they would leave me, blah, 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 things like that. So another point and or topic is unworthiness. You feel like you're undeserving of love, never experiencing real love. And I feel like I talk about this a lot with some friends, because with me always, I feel like I know what people are thinking, and I feel like I know, I generalize a lot. So I always feel like I'm never gonna get that real love, because I feel like everybody's cheating, everybody's doing this, everybody's doing that. So and I always feel like I'm undeserving of love, because if he or she really loved me, they wouldn't be doing that with other people as well. So it's a whole cycle of madness. So it's crazy. And also the other point is intimacy. With this one, I wouldn't have genuine feelings. Well, I try, but I would fail to have real feelings for just one person, because I'm having the same feelings for 2 to 3 other people. So those memes of that you see that somebody sends of saying good morning to somebody, but they're actually sending it to 5 different people. Yeah, that was what I was doing. And I hated that, because sometimes it gets out of control, because you're trying to entertain 5 different people, remember 5 different conversations, try to schedule time to meet up with 5 different people. It was exhausting. So it was fun, but it was too much, and it gets exhausting. It gets really exhausting. The other thing is that you notice is separation for you is really torture, because it used to be easier when we would have somebody to replace one person that leaves. For example, if you're hanging out with somebody in the morning and they have to do something else, and let's say it's your day off and you hit up one friend and you guys hang out, or hit up a friend or somebody, whatever, and they leave, and you're bored, you still want to hang out, but they got shit to do, so you call up somebody else and that person comes and replaces them. And if that person has to do something, you call up another person and it gets replaced. So it used to be a cycle of madness again. So that was something that people with abandonment issues liked. But if there wasn't somebody to replace the other person, it's torture. It drives us crazy, because we don't like being alone. We didn't enjoy that time alone, because we always wanted a person there. So, and then another thing is we always think the worst case scenario. We always have those negative thoughts in our head about them leaving, about them cheating. Like, we're never at peace. We're always thinking in our head, like, we can't just enjoy the ride. Like, right now, I'm really enjoying the ride. But, like, before, like, you always want to know what's next. You always want to know what's next or what's going on in their head. Or, like, like, you always want to check up on, like, it drives you crazy. Like, you're checking their social media, you're checking their phone, like, you're just constantly on their ass, on their back. Like, you want to know, you want to know, you want to know. So, like, you're always, always thinking the worst. And another thing is you overanalyze connections. So, like, you pick up subtle comments that they say, or their mood, or their body language. And I notice this with me a lot, with the mood and the body language. Like, if they're, you know, if they have one mood 1 second and then they change their mood, I'll be like, okay, so why'd you change your mood? Like, what's your problem? Or, like, if they're sitting one way and then they change one way, or if they get up, like, I'll be like, so what's your problem? Like, why did your body language change? Like, why did you make that face? Or, like, why did you throw your hands like that? Or why did you point like that? Or, like, it was the most stressful thing. Like, it would drive you crazy. So, like, it was, yeah. So, like, you just constantly sensitive to everything that they're doing. So, and also another thing that you'd notice is constantly wanting to control. So you want to control the environment, you want to control, like, what they're doing all the time, basically. So, like, and also you were good at manipulating people, as well as you wanted people to be punished for treating you badly, basically. So one thing that I noticed with me with this one is if somebody hurt me, like, I would forgive them, like, I would move on with life. But if they would want to come back in my life, like, I'd be like, nah, like, I don't care. Like, I know I forgave you or whatever, but, like, now I'm just like, nah. And I would be like, you need to suffer. Like, you hurt me bad, I want you to experience that same hurt. Like, it's not fair that I you broke my heart and you're there with a, like, no, like, that was something that I wanted. But, like, now I'm just like, you know, karma, she's had my back for the past couple of years, and I'm, you know, really excited about that. But, like, so I'm just letting her do her thing. And another point is you tend to push people away, or you reject you tend to push people away for the fear of rejection. And also you tend to be a runner. And I feel like with me, I've noticed is I do push people away a lot, and also I'm a runner. Like, with rejection, I don't care. Like, because I feel like I could talk to somebody else. So, like, if I feel like I'm catching strong feelings, I would start picking a fight. Like, I would start picking a fight. Like, I would want to argue. Like, it was just the dumbest things. Like, or I would leave. Like, I would always leave, like, with no contact, or, like, you're not gonna get a hold of me, I'll block you on everything. Like, I would, it was, yeah, it was just like that. Like, I would not wanna get, like, all those feelings involved again. So, like, I would always push everybody and anybody away. Like, I remember this one with my ex, like, a couple years ago. Like, I would wait until, you know, late at night when we're both in bed, like, getting ready to go to sleep. That's when I would want to talk about something. And, like, he would get so pissed because, like, why do you always wait until we're ready to go to sleep for you to say some shit? Like, so he would start an argument, like, in the middle of the night before we would go to sleep for no reason. Like, I don't know, something, like, was going on with me that I don't know what was going on, but like just things like that where like I'm just like I want to fight this person to see if they really cared about me. So like I feel like I sabotaged some relationships like that way in the past because I'm, you know, wanting to see if you really, really want, if you really fuck with me like that, or if you're another, you know, another liar that I generalized, you know, you into. Because I feel like a lot of people, like, we assume everybody's lying to us. We generalize everybody, like, so, like, we work in a mindset that's not really clear, so we end up confusing ourselves because we think that everybody is manipulative. We think that everybody is selfish, so since we think that everybody is doing that, we end up doing the same things as well. So we end up hurting we end up hurting people the way that they hurt us. So like it's just a cycle of madness, like I said. So it's crazy. We always assume that we know what everybody's thinking, and we always assume that we know what everybody's intentions are. So like I know I've gone on a lot of dates, so like sometimes if a guy takes me to their house or whatever, I'd be like, all right, here we go again. Like, I know what we're about to do, but like, we don't end up doing what I think we were going to do. or if we go out and do something else, or if like they text me a certain way, I'd be like, oh my God, here we go again. I know, you know, here we go again. We're talking about, you know, we're talking about shit again. But then they'll be like, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to confuse you with my emojis. No, that's not what I was talking about. But we're like, yeah, so we always assume we know what people's intentions are. But I mean, we don't know. Everybody knows their own intentions. Or we always assume we know people's intentions. So those are some ways that I thought I wanted to share with some people. Like, there's some more, like, you know, we really fear being alone. Like, we're so used to clinging to people. So, like, if they leave, like, that's like an issue for us. So, like, we tend to, like, we want to hold on to until we can't hold on anymore. So, and I know that's very, very unhealthy. And, another thing is we used to always want constant reassurance. We don't feel like we're worthy, and we always feel like nobody will want us. So like we always want to, like, we used to ask all the time, like, you know, are you sure, like, I'm the one you chose, I'm the one you picked, like, are you sure, like, are you sure, like, are you sure, all the time. Like, It's exhausting, bro. Like, I can't believe I wasted my brain cells for that. But also the other thing is, you know, testing people. Like, we feel like we're constantly surveying people. Like, because we're always waiting for a disappointment. Like, we feel like we're never in the present. Like, we're never enjoying the present. Like, we're waiting for them to lie to us. We're waiting for them to fuck up. We're waiting for them to cheat. We're waiting for them to do this. And then we're just like, I knew it. Like, I knew this was going to come. See, this is why I can't trust, you know, I can't trust niggas. Why I can't trust guys. I can't trust, you know. Like, so we're constantly waiting for that to happen. And, bro, that is exhausting again. Once again, I can't believe I was never at peace with that. Like, whew, I think that's why I was losing it back in the day. Because, damn, that takes a lot of brain work to always just be assuming people are doing things. Like, yeah, that was crazy. I can't believe that. I could have used those brain cells to like do something else with my life. But those are some ways that I found out some issues that I had with the abandonment issues. I hope, you know, that helped a little bit. And once again, I wasn't here to diagnose anybody. I just wanted to share some of like the things that I went through with the abandonment issues, and hopefully that helped. Once again, thanks you guys for joining me on this journey. Once again, my Instagram is, you know, let's be honest, L-E-T, B.E-H-O-N-E-S-T. And I have my link on there. I also do take donations on my Cash App, as well as my merch is still open. I should have some more inventory coming in soon. I'll go ahead and send those out to you guys, as well as my other links are on there for my photography, poetry, my podcast. Everything is on there, you guys. Go ahead and check me out. All right, once again, this is your girl Ropani. Thank you guys so much. Stay well, stay grateful, have a great day. Bye.